Here's what we're doing. We're going to do a round of I Just Don't Get It. 312-981-7200 for talk and text. Call us up. Here's what you do. Everybody loves it, and you don't. That's the idea here. All right? And it can fall into any category. Like I said, any category whatsoever, from food to drink to clothes, movies, TV, music, songs, actors, actresses, authors, books, anything in the world of pop culture and food and all that stuff. Everybody on the planet loves it, and you don't like it. You just don't get it. Call us or text us with your choices. 312-981-7200. 312-981-7200. I just don't get it. We've already got a couple of texts in. Let me read a couple of those, and then we'll get to Esmeralda. I know you'll have a few. Dan, I think you'll have a few. I already mentioned a little bit earlier on at the top of the show that the first one that popped into my head was one that I do not get the Big Bang Theory. I don't get it. It's like the number one show in the world, incredibly popular. You can watch it on TBS 63 times a day, and I do not get it. I don't think it's funny at all. So, but again, in the minority on that, and that's what this topic is all about. So 312-981-7200, a couple of texts. Jay in Ohio, my buddy Jay in Ohio. Thank you, Jay, again, for coming all the way from Ohio to see Risky Business last month. That was very nice of you, or earlier this month. Nick, I don't understand America's fascination with the Kardashians. Whenever I even hear that name, I change the channel. I don't get that either. I really don't. Esmeralda, you do watch any of the Kardashian shows?
No. I mean, when I had cable and stuff, I would sometimes catch it, but I'd be like, ugh.
Yeah.
They just kind of gross me out.
Yeah, I don't understand it.
Although I do like the one that's not dumb.
I don't even know.
She's got like the three kids. What's her
Kendall.
Name? No, not them. Not
She's
them.
A Jenner.
Chloe? Gosh, what's her name?
Kylie? No.
Nope.
We're just saying
the
names.
One with the three kids.
I don't know. I have no
She's
idea.
She's got like two kids.
Divorced the jerk, right?
I have no
idea. No, they were never married.
I have no idea who any of them are. The only one I know is Kim. That's the only one I know.
Courtney.
There you go.
Courtney. Okay.
Only because I've seen GIFs and things where she makes fun of Kim.
Okay. I don't know. That's another thing. I'm with Jay
so
on this.
That brings
I've
me
never,
pleasure.
I've never watched a moment of any of the Kardashian shows. And the whole E! Network now is all Kardashian shows. There's like 50 of them. So, Luann from Andersonville. I do not get this stupid clip gone viral with the woman in the parking lot with a Chewbacca mask on laughing her ass off. Saw it on Facebook a few days ago. And on most news shows, and it's stupid. I actually think it's pretty funny.
No, that's adorable. It is pretty funny.
I think it's pretty funny.
To look at your face and then its mouth is open.
Yeah.
And that makes that noise.
It makes the Chewbacca. It's Chewbacca.
It's just her giddy about it.
Who, of course, according to Carl Sagan, got screwed at the end of Star Wars. So, all right. 312-981-7200. Esmeralda, do you have anything off the top of your head that...
Zooey Deschanel.
Oh!
I don't get it.
Never got it? Not even a little bit?
I mean, she was fine in that Elf movie, but... I don't like that New Girl show.
Well...
But then I heard that it's not even about her anymore.
No, she's not even on it now.
Good.
You know who's on it now? Megan Fox. If you think that's an improvement, you're out of your mind.
I haven't seen it.
I agree. No, I'm a huge fan of Zooey Deschanel. I love her, and I think she's great. And I especially love her in 500 Days of Summer. I think she's great.
That's when I was like, no, I'm out.
No,
I'm
I know.
Out.
That's when most people have like, if you don't like that whole pixie, you know, magical little girl thing,
manic pixie.
Yeah.
Ugh.
But New Girl, for like the first half of season one, was exactly that. It was like, how quirky can she be? And let's focus on how adorable her eyes are and how quirky and pixie she can be. And that really wore out its welcome very quickly. But about halfway through the season, it changed focus completely, and it became about the ensemble. And by like season two, it was a pretty terrific show. She was like a supporting character on it. And it was no longer about her being quirky. It was about everybody else on the show. And you know, Jake Johnson, by the way, who's like one of the funniest guys on the planet, one of my favorite actors, rules on that show. So, but well, yeah, I'm a fan, but I can see why you wouldn't like Zooey Deschanel. I can see why your patience was worn pretty thin with that. Now, did you ever see Abby Elliott do Zooey Deschanel on the Quirky Girl show on SNL?
I think I did.
It's hilarious.
Yeah.
And you've got Taron Killam doing Michael Cera. Oh, that's great. I've never been so happy in my life.
That's another one. And it's more just, you know what? I like the movies he's in, but I'm like, really, you're going to play the same thing again?
Yeah.
Come on.
Yeah. That's funny, man. Then you should love this bit that they've done on SNL, because it's totally making fun of that. It's totally making fun of the whole image that Zooey Deschanel and Michael Cera have. So you should watch those. They're very, very funny. Yeah, I'm not a big Michael Cera guy either. I mean, he's kind of one note. I remember when I first saw Jesse Eisenberg, I was like, oh, good, another Michael Cera. But then Eisenberg can act.
Right.
Except for that stupid Superman movie, which he was horrible in. But I like Eisenberg. And, I liked him. Like, it was Adventureland. When I saw Adventureland, I was like, oh. And then by the time Social Network came out, I was like, oh, this guy rules. So. And he's in that stupid sequel, Dan, where they make things disappear and they do another heist.
Yeah, now you see me too.
You know what? Here's the thing. I'm excited about it. We got to take a break here. I'm getting behind. Here, well, hold on a second. Here's the topic, 312-981-7200. I just don't get it. Everybody else loves it. You don't. Doesn't matter what category it's in. 312-981-7200. Wednesday on WGN-TV Morning News, talking with the mother of dragons. Dean Richards chats with the Game of Thrones, Emilia Clarke, on WGN-TV Morning News, Chicago's must-watch morning news. By the way, if there's Game of Thrones fans listening, I guess if I say hold the door, everybody goes nuts and starts crying. I don't know. I gave up on that show a long time ago. But evidently, for Game of Thrones fans, the term hold the door now makes people cry. And I don't know why. I'm assuming they killed off a character that everybody likes. So I don't know.
I'll let you know tomorrow.
Hold the door. That's all I'm saying. All right, we got a break. We'll come back on WGN. All right. Welcome back to the show, everybody. Nick DiGilio here. Two for Tuesday. G requested some Bangles. So, and if you want to request something for Two for Tuesday, it's on 312-981-7200 for talk and text. 312-981-7200. Also, talk and text for things that you don't get. I just don't get it. Everybody else loves it. You don't. And Esmeralda says Zooey Deschanel. That's her first one. And Michael Cera. Now we'll add that to the mix.
Yeah.
Okay. I said I have many, but the first thing that popped into my head was the Big Bang Theory. I give you another TV show, Friends. I don't understand that at all. I created it, but I don't understand it at all. So
you just know what the people want.
That's right. I came up with all the ideas that people liked, even though I hated my own ideas.
You're like, if you like the idea, you would pass on it.
That's right.
But then you're like, God, this is garbage.
Right.
Send it off.
That's right. This is a terrible idea. This won't be funny. This sucks. And I would give it to friends and they would do it. And it would be very popular. Now, the stuff that I thought was brilliant, I sent to Seinfeld. And then that worked out well. So, yeah, I don't get Friends. I really don't. And I know that's like, you know, it's sacrilegious. I realize that, but I just don't. And it's not like I haven't tried. And I've seen, you know, well, I've only seen one whole episode. I've talked about this before on the air. I've only seen one full episode of Friends ever. And it was because I was stuck on a plane. We were on the tarmac at LaGuardia and we were stuck on the plane and they put a tape of Friends in. And I had no place else to go. I wasn't going to go to the bathroom. So I actually watched a full episode of Friends. The only time I ever watched an entire episode of Friends, I was stuck on a plane. That's the only time I've ever watched it. I don't remember what the episode was, though. I don't know if there was a monkey in it or if Ross was wearing leather pants. I don't remember any. And there was no Ron Liebman. Otherwise, I'd have been very happy if Ron Liebman was on it. Wasn't there an entire episode where Ross is trying to put on a pair of pants? Like, he's got leather pants. Doesn't he just, like, it's like the whole episode is him trying to put on a pair of pants?
Yep, that was pretty much it.
Now, that could be funny. I mean, I you know, I'd watch Jackie Gleason try to put on a pair of pants for a half an hour. I'd be fine with that. I think he'd have a harder time putting on a pair of pants, quite frankly, than Schwimmington. All right, Dan, what do you got for something that you don't get?
Pork chops.
Oh, man.
What? How do you not get pork chops? Boneless and bone-in?
Yes.
What?
My mom made pork chops a specific way. And I feel bad because, like, I mentioned that meatloaf thing a couple things ago.
I know.
And my dad has brought it up, like, every conversation.
Well, now get ready for the pork chop conversation.
My mom, like, made it with this weird sauce on it. It was served with peas. And, like, literally, it was, you know how you have that one meal when you were a kid that you're like, you know what? I am going to starve. I am okay starving.
Right.
That was pork chops for me. So, like, when I got older and everybody's just like, dude, you just didn't have the right pork chop. It's going to be amazing. Oh, it's so good. And I love every other part of the pork. I love pulled pork. I love bacon. I love all things. Nope.
Wow.
Nope.
That's just wrong, man. It's wrong.
Maybe you're still not eating the right pork chops.
Yeah. Esmeralda, make some pork chops for everybody.
I mean, they're tender.
Oh, God.
And, oh.
Every part of the pig rules. The pig is the best animal on earth to eat. Everything about a pig is tasty. When I watched Babe for the first time, I went out, I ate bacon, I had pork chops.
In honor of you, Babe.
In honor of you. And I would eat that pig. I would eat the hell out of Babe and enjoy it. I'd finish eating him and I'd go, that'll do, pig. That's right.
Loving for me like a natural man.
Yeah. Morning, everybody. Nick DiGilio here. Two for Tuesday. Kathy requested some Lou Rawls, baby. Yeah, Lou Rawls. Natural man. All right. Nick DiGilio here on 720 WGN. We're talking about things that you don't get. I just don't get it. Everybody else loves it. You don't. Dan doesn't like pork chops. Esmeralda doesn't like Zooey Deschanel. I don't like Friends or the Big Bang Theory. Vic, is there anything in, that you simply don't enjoy that everybody else seems to?
Just off the top of my head, the first thing that came to mind was birthday cake. I don't get that. Everybody seems to like birthday cake quite a bit.
Is there a specific kind of
birthday? I just never go in for birthday cake, and when I'm at a birthday party, I never eat it. I just don't like birthday cake.
Like that kind you get at Jewel?
Any birthday cake. I just don't like it.
Is it just cake in general or just birthday cakes? Is there just something,
well,
about...
Well, that's the only time that I really recognize the fact that I don't like it. I mean, if I'm walking through a store, I don't go, I don't like that cake. No, I just, at a birthday party, I just...
You just go, I don't like this cake. You don't like wedding cake?
Yeah, no.
No, cake. You don't like cake.
I guess cake in general, yeah.
Wow.
What happens on your birthday? Do you get, like, a birthday pie?
You know,
it's a birthday pork chop.
Every year I get a German chocolate cake. I'll eat that because it's my birthday, and you know. But no, I'm not just.
You'll force it down,
right? I don't want to offend anyone. Yeah, cake, and then the other thing is The Walking Dead. I don't get that.
Well, okay. You know, I would have argued with you for the first three seasons. And then I have no argument now at all.
Really?
Yeah. That show jumped 9,000 sharks.
Wow.
And I am the biggest zombie fan in the world, Vic.
Yeah.
I will watch anything with zombies in it.
It seems like everyone does.
Well, it's the biggest shit. It's huge.
Yeah.
It's huge.
I don't get that.
I don't get Game of Thrones.
Yeah.
I don't get Game of Thrones. I tried to watch it. I don't care. I don't know what the hell is going on half the time.
Right.
And I'm like, oh, look at there. Somebody just got killed, and there's some boobs, but I don't care.
Yeah. Yep.
So, all right. 312-981-7200. Mark the Bread Man. And it's not Panarin on his summer vacation. I just don't get any of the Lord of the Rings. They're incredibly boring to me. Oh, man. Man, oh, man. Mark, you're singing to the wrong dude. I remember my friend Mike went with me to see the last one, the Return of the King. And Mike, my friend Mike View, terrific actor, great guy. Lord of the Rings is not his scene. I don't know why he went. I had already seen it, and then we went to the midnight show, like the night it opened, the Thursday night at midnight. Me and Jim, the bartender, is the guy who lent me the books when I came back from seeing Fellowship for the first time, and I apologized for mocking anybody who had ever liked the Lord of the Rings. And then he's the one who gave me the books with the follow-along map to Middle-earth. And I followed along. I followed Frodo's journey. Frodo and Samwise's journey with the ring. Anyway, so I go with him and a couple of other people, and Mike comes with us. And I don't know. I have no idea why. I don't know if I've ever... He was sitting next to me. I don't know if I've ever seen or heard more fidgeting during the last hour of a movie than anything ever. And he's a smoker, too. And I'm sure that like half of it was, God, this sucks and it's long. And the other half was, oh, my God, do I want to smoke right now? He was just miserable during the last hour of the movie. And he still doesn't even, he doesn't understand. He comes out, he's like, wait, well, what's with the, there's a bunch of elves. And then I don't understand any of that stuff. He just gets mad. So, but there are a lot of people out there who don't like the Lord of the Rings movies. Esmeralda, you're not a fan of the Lord of the Rings movies, are you?
I've never seen them.
You've never seen them.
I've never really had any.
Well, you don't have a desire to see them.
Right.
Yeah.
Just, meh.
Dan, what about you? You like Lord of the Rings.
I do enjoy them, yes. Yeah. Although it was funny, I had a similar situation where my buddy Tim really had to go to the bathroom, and the last one has like 8 false endings.
It does,
so
yes.
He's dying. Like, he was ready to punch the screen because we were sitting pretty close.
It was funny, too, because when it was over, Mike, how many times did that damn movie end? It does. It's, you're not exaggerating, Dan. It's got like 8 endings. Like, you think it's over, and then it's another 10 minutes, and you think it's over. And I didn't care. That movie could have been 50 hours long, and I'd be happy about it. 224 area code says, I don't get skinny jeans. Really? What the hell? Yeah, I don't understand skinny jeans either.
I mean, it depends.
Depends on what? On who's wearing them?
Well, it depends how skinny. Because okay. You can get some that aren't as skinny, but they're still skinny.
Uh-huh.
And then you have to, yeah, and you also have to know which one's for you.
Right.
So you're probably seeing people wearing the skinny jean they should not be wearing.
Now, you guys are too young for this, but in the 80s, when I went to high school in the early 80s, late 70s into the early 80s, the designer jean fad was massive. Like, all the girls wore, like, Jordache jeans, or Gloria Vanderbilt, or Calvin Klein. And they all were insanely tight jeans. Like, ridiculously tight jeans. And, and that's what the girls wore. They wore, like, velour shirts and then, like, insanely tight Jordache jeans. That was the look of the early 80s. And feathered hair. And they were hot. Now, is that the same thing?
Tight. Well, skinny jeans... They're tight, but sometimes they can be like, they look like leggings.
Yeah, because they're skinny, including all the way down to the ankles.
Right.
Yeah. You know who wears them all the time? Or skinny, skinny pants and skinny jeans? Like skinny suits, that's a thing too. Like a suit jacket that looks a little too tight on a guy?
Well, that's just, it's slimmer.
What? I don't understand that.
It's slimmer. It's cut in a slimmer way. Which I think it looks good on most men. It makes you look thinner.
Well, that wouldn't help me. I'd still look like a fat ass. Here's the thing. He wears the skinny suits or the whatever it is, skinny suits and skinny jeans. Hardwick, Chris Hardwick, every night on At Midnight wears them, the damn skin. But he can get away with it. He weighs like a buck 12. Hardwick.
Or he just looks that way
because he wears the skinny jeans. I don't know.
I've seen the bad ones where it's like you painted those on and it looks weird.
Yeah. 847 area code says, I totally agree with the Big Bang Theory. And I don't get The Voice. Yeah, I don't understand that either. There's another one I fast forwarded through.
No one's gotten famous from that. I don't get it.
Yeah, no one has. That's another thing I fast forwarded through was that What's Her Ass and Shelton and What's Her Ass from
Gwen Stefani.
Gwen Stefani. Oh, man, did I I couldn't fast forward through that little duet fast enough. 773 area code. Britney Spears, I just don't get it. Oh. All right. I'm not a big, I don't know. I don't dislike her. But I didn't, yeah. I like Toxic. I think that's funny. Now, I guess you're not supposed to think that's funny, right? But I think Toxic is funny.
How so?
I've told this story before. I directed this radio play, and in it, a guy's cell phone rings a bunch of times.
Right.
And so we had Toxic as the cell phone.
Okay.
As the ringtone.
I see.
And it was a punchline every single time. Because within the play, it rang a bunch of times. So every single time it got a laugh. And so now I like that. Because it reminds me of that play, and it reminds me of how ridiculous it was every time Toxic started. So, Kathy says, I just don't get why people listen to hip-hop and rap music. Well, I'm an old fuddy-duddy when it comes to rap and hip-hop, because for me, that all ended, like, in the mid-90s, as far as I'm concerned. from the beginning of hip-hop through... I got to say it, man. It's the Chronic. The Chronic for me was the end. The Chronic was the nail in the coffin for me listening to hip-hop. Now, there have been things here and there that I've enjoyed. Like, I think Kendrick Lamar is pretty great. And this Chance the Rapper dude is good. But for the most part, you know, like, a lot of the stuff I just don't. But you catch me back in the late 80s, early 90s. That's all I was listening to. So.
You don't like Fetty Wap?
I do not like, and I didn't know who the hell that was until I watched this.
I'm not even sure who this, he is.
When I watched the Billboard thing, he was nominated for 55 awards, this Fetty Wap, or whatever his name is.
I don't know.
Fetty Wap?
Exactly.
I saw clips of him. I don't know who he is. He looks like he's missing an eye. Did he get like an eye?
I don't know.
Did he get an eye gouged out or something in a fight?
I have no clue. V likes some of that. And I'm just like, who is this? And he's like, it's so-and-so. I'm like, I don't know who that is.
I have no idea. Yeah, no, Fetty. But he was on the Billboard Awards the other night.
Well, you know more than I do.
Yeah, it's only because I was fast-forwarding through it, and I saw the guy and went, who the hell is that? Oh, it's Fetty Wap. I don't even know what that means.
Oh, I think he is missing an eye.
That's what it looked like in the video. It looked like he had an eye missing. I don't know. You know Bushwick Bill? You remember Bushwick Bill?
Right, he got shot in the
from
eye.
The ghetto. From
his
the
girlfriend
ghetto.
Shot him.
His
right?
girlfriend shot him because he said, "Shoot me in the eye," because he drank a gallon of Everclear.
Oh, he had glaucoma. He was born with glaucoma.
Oh, he was born with glaucoma. Okay. Well, now Bushwick Bill was born with normal eyes. He had nothing wrong with his eyes, but he chose to drink a bunch of Everclear and have his girlfriend blow his eye out. And then they used it on the cover of their next album. Do you remember that?
Yeah.
In the emergency room with the bandage off and his eye gone, and that was the cover of their next album, Bushwick Bill. And by the way, that was when I was listening to hip-hop. That was the stuff that I was listening to back then. So, all right, we got a break here. We'll come back. And what don't you get? Everybody loves it, you don't. 312-981-7200. Yeah, man. And I keep on needing you, girl. Lady Love. Two for Tuesday, yeah, two for Tuesday. Kathy requested some more Lou Rawls. There you go on Two for Tuesday. 312-981-7200. Get your requests in for Two for Tuesday as it continues. And you can text and call us at 312-981-7200 with your things that you just don't get. Everybody loves it. You don't. All right, let's get back to this. Let's see. Eddie says, Guns N' Roses. Ah, yes. I'm with you on that one, Eddie. I don't understand it. And seriously, though, it has everything to do with Axl Rose. I just can't stand that guy. I can't stand his voice. It makes me crazy. Castle. Eddie doesn't understand Castle. Castle is the Nathan Fillion show, right? I've seen that a few. They just canceled that. People were very upset that they just canceled Castle. Did you watch that show, Dan?
Yeah, I've seen it a few times.
Yeah, I saw it a few times, too. It was okay. I like Nathan. He's great. Nathan Fillion is awesome. Now, are they going to come back with this Firefly thing? Is that going to happen?
He's got a lot more free time now.
He does. He does. Sister's wife. What?
Sister Wives. It's a show on TLC.
Oh, Sister Wives. And all the shows on TLC.
It's a guy who's married to three sisters. He's got, it's one of, like, it's one of those.
Is he a Mormon?
Yeah. I don't know if he's Mormon, but he obviously believes in polygamy, and each of his three wives are sisters, I believe, or.
I don't even know.
No, that's what they call each other. Sister wives.
Oh, they're, so they're,
so
not,
they're not sisters?
No, I don't think they are. I don't know.
But they are married.
Real weird, wouldn't it's it?
Like one dude is married to three women.
Yeah, and they just call each other sister wives.
And that's on TLC. Remember when TLC was the learning channel?
Yeah, I remember when it actually taught things.
What do you learn now?
How you can access, you can be pregnant without not knowing.
Yeah. thanks for the great program. You guys always make me laugh on my way to work. That's from Eddie. Thank you, Eddie. The Deer Hunter, has checked in with a text. I didn't know that Robert De Niro was listening. The Deer Hunter, I don't get eggs and bacon. What?
What?
And you're the Deer Hunter? What? What do you use to fuel up before you go out and shoot deer? Okay. Jim in Carbondale says, none of my friends got Seinfeld, which I don't understand. Oh, so he doesn't get when people don't get what he gets. I understand that. That makes sense. We're working on a multi. This is becoming Inception now. He doesn't get what other people get that he doesn't get. When he gets it, then he doesn't get it because they don't get it. Right? What level are we on? Ask Tom Hardy. Where the hell are we?
Spin the top.
Are we on the... are we on skis right now, shooting at the compound in the snow? Is that where we are, or are we in a van slowly falling into the water?
What? We've got a pinwheel.
Oh, man, I love that movie. Hey, by the way, did you see the footage of the pictures of... Nolan working on Dunkirk?
No.
It's the movie that he's it's a World War II film that he's doing now. He's shooting it in IMAX and 65. And it's going to be out in July of next year. So we got a year, but he's shooting it right now. They just started shooting it. Hardy's the lead, man.
It's awesome.
That's your boy. Here's Ike on WGN. Hey, Ike.
Hey, Nick. How's it going?
Good. Good.
I have two people right quick. And now, speaking of rap music, and I don't get this guy at all. These young kids I go to college with, they keep bringing him up. Drake?
Yeah, Drake. People love the Drake.
Yeah, well, I don't. I just don't get him
all
at
right.
all.
Who else?
Okay, this is going to shock you, but I will say I do like her. She's attractive. She seems kind of funny, but sometimes she can be a little bit annoying. Jennifer Lawrence.
Jennifer Lawrence, okay.
Yeah.
All right. Thanks, Ike.
No problem.
Okay. I love Jennifer Lawrence.
Yeah, I don't mind her.
Oh, I think she's great.
I know some people who don't like her.
No, I mean, I can see that. I don't think I like the fact that she's best friends with Amy Schumer. That might be the only thing that I don't like, because Amy Schumer bugs me. But Drake is fine. Nothing wrong with Drake. That's a Seinfeld reference. I hate the Drake. You guys remember that? You got to love the Drake. I hate the Drake. You don't remember that?
No.
That's when they go in on one engagement present, the big widescreen TV, and then the Drake gets, they break up, and they hate the Drake. You don't. How do you not remember that? How do you not know every line of every Seinfeld episode like me? I don't get it. M says, a friend told me the other day that he started watching Big Bang Theory because it reminded him of the characters he had to work with when he was at Fermilab. And it cracks him up.
Makes me uncomfortable.
Big Bang?
Right, like the way that they act. I feel like they have issues that aren't very funny.
I just think it's I don't, you know, I mean, I know really smart people. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I know really quirky and really smart people. And for me, the times I've tried to watch that show, it seemed like someone's unrealistic view of what those kind of people are filtered through cliches. Do you know what I mean?
Right. I actually saw someone posted just like a quick, like a Instagram video or whatever they were watching. They go, the character in the show just started naming off nerd culture things, and then a big laugh happened.
Right.
And the guy in the K is just like, what? They just name things off. Why is that funny?
But that's another thing that I don't understand.
Like, yeah, that's what they do.
That's all they do. And just because you can make a reference to something doesn't mean it's automatically funny. Just because you say something.
Exactly.
You know? Like if I say, Chewbacca, that's not funny. But if I'm wearing like a E equals MC squared, you know, shirt, and I say, Chewbacca, that's funny. You know?
In their world, it is.
Yeah. Pie! And it's not in reference to the food, you know? 815 area code. I don't get Madonna. Oh, we got a break, don't we? Is that what we got to do? Okay. Dan's like, just shut up for a minute. All right, we got to take a break. So we're not late to the news. We'll come back. I don't get it. 312-981-7200. Morning, everybody. Nick DiGilio here on 720 WGN. Good morning. And yeah, I'm your overnight dude, 2 to 5 a.m. each weekday morning. Coming up at 5 o'clock, it is the opening bell with Steve Grzanich. And at 6, it's my good friend, the great Steve Cochran, and his morning show at 6 o'clock. 2 for Tuesday continues. 2 for Tuesday, you choose it. 708 area code requested Glenn Frey. That was Smuggler's Blues. For 2 for Tuesday. 312-981-7200 is the phone number and the text number. And we're talking about things that you just don't get. Everybody else seems to love it. You don't. And we've got some good ones here. Now, 815 area code starts with, I don't get Madonna, Tina Fey, or Zooey Deschanel. Not funny or entertaining. And I don't like Kimmy Schmidt. It's just awful. Well, I can understand why you don't like Kimmy Schmidt if you don't like Tina Fey, because that's totally her show. So, I like Kimmy Schmidt. I think it's funny.
Ditto.
Yeah, I think it's very funny. Are you done with the second season?
Yes.
Yeah. You know, speaking of Friends, Lisa Kudrow as her mom. How great was that?
No, that was perfect.
It was great. It's just great. And that scene on the where they repeatedly. Do the roller coaster, just ride the roller coaster over and over again to get out their frustration.
Yeah.
Very funny.
Although it was grossing me out, the whole burping thing.
Well, that was her suppressing her.
I know, but I was just like, oh, gosh.
She burped like a lot during that season.
I know, because then I can like imagine it. Ooh.
Yeah. I think that show is very funny. And I think I never knew who Titus Burgess was until that show. I guess he was on 30 Rock a couple of times.
Oh, yeah. He was the friend of Tracy's wife.
Oh, that's right. Yeah. Yeah.
On her reality show.
Yeah. He was great on he's great on Kimmy Schmidt. So is Carol Kane. Nice to see Carol Kane doing some really nice work. Lots of good cameos on it. I liked it. I think the Unbreakable Kimmy Schmidt's really funny. I don't think it's as good as I got to tell you, the best thing on Netflix right now is Lady Dynamite. It's unbelievable. Maria Bamford. You got something going on there, Dan?
Just literally, Jim in Florida just texted in. I just don't get it. I love Maria Bamford. I started watching Lady Dynamite after your recommendation. Way too long. Couldn't get into it.
Wow. I watched all 12 episodes in 2 days. Wow. Esmeralda, have you started it yet?
I haven't. I just started watching Peaky Blinders again.
Oh, Peaky Blinders. Well, wait a minute. Wait a minute now. You shouldn't admit that on the air.
I just said I've started watching
it. You started watching. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Well, you need to watch Lady Dynamite.
Right.
You familiar with Maria Bamford?
Yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah. What's funny is I remember her act funny enough on Full House.
What?
She was on, if she's the same lady. She used to have a really high-pitched voice. She used to do that thing. And she was on Full House because she dated Joey. She was a stand-up comic.
What? Seriously?
Yeah, and I remember seeing some of her stand-up back in the 90s, and she always had this very high-pitched voice, and then I remember seeing her again and being like, wait a minute, what happened?
I guess that makes sense because, I mean, you know, she's been a, well, she's 45 years old, and she's been a stand-up for a while, so I guess that timing works out. But I just can't imagine her on Full House.
Yep.
Oh, my God. Well, let me just say this. This is as far removed from Full House as you can possibly get.
Oh, no, for sure. I've seen her now lately and stuff. But yeah. It was just, I remember seeing her just recently being like, wait a minute. Is that lady with the high-pitched voice from...
Yeah, I mean, it is. Lady Dynamite, I will say this. Lady Dynamite is not for everybody. It's a very, very, very weird show. I mean, really weird. But I love it. I mean, I think it's one of the most creative things on TV. But yeah, I can see why people wouldn't like it. Let's see. 847 area code, blended Frappuccino drinks from Starbucks. Let's call it what it is. Ice cream. Wow. Okay. Michael from Lombard says, for the last several years, every car I buy has sports suspension. It's supposed to be such a great thing, but you feel every single bump, especially here in Chicago with potholes and construction. They're not just comfortable rides. I love your show. So no to sports suspension. Dan, next time we have Tom on, we need to talk about sports suspension.
I'm going
to
make a note.
773 area code. Anything by Nicolas Cage. Well, you know, I can understand that, but there are things that Nicolas Cage has done that are pretty great. You should give Vampire's Kiss a chance, because that's a pretty spectacular performance. Morel, have you seen Vampire's Kiss?
Oh, is that the one where...
He thinks he's a vampire?
Right. I've seen bits and pieces.
It's phenomenal. It's so good. 262 area code. I just don't get Two Broke Girls. Yeah, that show is terrible.
Yeah, I don't like it either.
Although I've watched it many times.
Mm-hmm. With the sound off?
I could watch it with the sound off. It's fine. I mean, I'm pretty sure we all know why I watched that show. It's two words, Kat Dennings. That's why I watch that show. Yeah, she makes me. She's one of those women that makes me fall off furniture, Kat Dennings. She's like, huh?
By the way, I did not like her in
Superbad.
No, the other one,
Nick and Nora.
The first one she was in.
Superbad, I think was the
first one. 40-year-old virgin.
Oh, yeah, she's the daughter in the 40-year-old
version. Yeah, because the screaming. I was just kidding. I was kind of like, you're annoying me now.
Well, she was directed by Apatow to do that.
Ugh.
So.
It's too much. I get it. You're a teenager.
Well, I mean, it was, you know, yeah. I mean, she screams almost every line in that movie. I can understand that. I like the scene, though. I do like the scene where he takes her to the clinic.
Yeah, but that's because of him, not her.
Yeah, no, she's funny in that scene, too. That 40-year-old virgin, I think she's fine in it, but she's great in Superbad. And Nick and Nora, Infinite Playlist, she's terrific in that movie. But like that, this Two Broke Girls, man, that's as bad a sitcom as you can possibly get. It's horrible. And that thing is like, that's been on for 53 years, too.
Who is it written by?
It's that Whitney Cummings is the...
She wrote it? Okay.
Yeah, and Michael Patrick... King?
I don't know. Because I was going to throw in...
The guy who did Sex and the City. The guy who's one of the co-creators of Sex and the City.
Oh, no clue.
So it's one of the dudes who created Sex and the City and the very unfunny Whitney Cummings.
I was going to throw in... what's the one Charlie Sheen had?
2 and a Half Men.
Ugh.
So you're thinking Chuck Lorre.
Yeah, I was thinking it was him.
He did Big Bang Theory.
Yuck. Sorry. No, thank you.
Yeah. Let's see. 630 area code. The Fast and the Furious movies. All right. Well, listen now. Let's not get crazy.
I've actually never seen one.
Oh, no. Come on.
Isn't that insane?
Come on. There's seven of them.
I know. I've never. Are they on Netflix? Because I've never happened upon one.
You know what? I don't think they're on Netflix. They're not.
That's probably why.
Although probably with the Memorial Day weekend, like AMC's going to run like six.
Yeah. Oh, I don't get AMC, though.
Yeah.
See, I'm really missing out. I miss cable for this reason alone.
Yeah.
Because you're just switching around and then it's on TBS.
Oh, yeah. You could see, I mean, if you had cable, you could see any Fast and Furious movie every day.
probably on one right now.
There's probably one on right now. Yes, absolutely. They have to call the next one the Fast and the Furiosa. They have to.
And then she's in it.
She's in it. That's what I'm saying. Well, she is in it. Charlize
but she has to be in that
character. Oh, she has to be Furiosa.
Right. With the big truck.
Yeah. And the grease paint on her face.
Mm-hmm.
She's the best. You know, they cast her in the, they put her in the movie. They have to call it. Well, they've already released what it's called. Because the last one was called Furious 7. And this one, they've already leaked the poster for it because it comes out in April. They've leaked the poster for it, and it's called Fast 8. The titles just keep getting more ridiculous. Every one of the titles of the movie. Like, what are they going to call it next? What's left to call it? The? What? I mean, what do you?
I would think they would have done a play with the 8. Fate.
Yeah.
Something about 8, maybe.
Their movies are not that clever. They're just not. They should call it the Fast and Furiosa. That's what you can't not acknowledge the fact that the reason why they asked her to be in the movie was because she's been in the best car action movie ever made. That's why she was only like the female, star of this Mad Max movie, which is like the best movie ever. All right. Hey, we got a break. And we got more. Boy, we got a lot of texts coming in. Tons of texts coming in.
Imagine that. People don't like stuff.
Here's a really quick before 708 area code. McDonald's Shamrock Shake. It's the color that comes out of my nose or a baby's butt.
Might have issues.
What have you been feeding your baby, man?
Oh, goodness.
Good Lord. I love Shamrock Shakes.
Do they taste like mint,
they
or is
do.
That just your
no,
mind?
No, it's like vanilla mint.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. They're good, man. Okay, we got a break here. I thought by now you'd realize. Yeah, 2 for Tuesday continues. There ain't no way to hide your yeah. Nick DiGilio here on 720 WGN. It's appropriate that this has been chosen because the Eagles is a band that I just don't get. I can't stand the Eagles. I am totally, totally in agreement with the dude from the Big Lebowski about the Eagles. Oh, yeah. But it's 2 for Tuesday. It's your choice. Yeah! 312-981-7200. All right, we're talking about things that you just don't get. Got a ton of stuff here, so let's get back to it. 847 area code says British humor. I guess it just says British. So all British humor? Because there are degrees of British humor. I mean, they tend to, at least the British humor that we were exposed to here in America tends to be a little bit more outrageous and weird. Like if you're talking about Python and stuff like that. 847 area code, I don't get Facebook. I was on it for about a month several years ago, and I found it to be very intrusive. Yeah.
See, but you can wrangle that.
Yeah, you can block certain things.
Yeah, you can be as open or as closed as you want.
Yeah. Jesse says, I don't get Fred Armisen. I don't think he's that funny. He was great when he was on SNL. I chuckled a few times this last... Wait a minute. What do you not find funny about it, Fred Armisen, if you thought he was great on SNL? Do you not like... Maybe you didn't like Portlandia.
Yeah, I mean, sometimes some of that's like, there's a few hit and misses there.
On Portlandia?
Yeah.
I like Portlandia. I like it, but Fred Armisen is funny, man, and he was great on SNL. And this past Saturday, best episode of the season, like by far. Oh boy, 480 area code says Animal House. It's obvious, predictable slapstick. Animal House rules. Bill says the Die Hard movies. Well, you know, if you're talking about 3, 4, 5, and 6, then yeah. But the first two are awesome. Here's one that I totally agree with. Totally agree with. 708 area code, Chick-fil-A. It's not that great. Absolutely right. I remember people when the Chick-fil-A, when the one of the Chick-fil-A's that opened down here, like before it opened, everybody was like, oh my God, Chick-fil-A is the greatest chicken sandwich you'll ever have in your life. People were camping out to get Chick-fil-A. So I go there, I wait in line. I specifically go there, I wait in line, I get the regular Chick-fil-A sandwich with the pickle and the sandwich.
Does it have mayo?
Well, they give you a packet of mayo to put on it.
But it doesn't have mayo.
No, it's just plain. And everybody was telling me, just get the regular chicken sandwich, man. It'll be the grill, change your life. And I had a better chicken sandwich than a Dairy Queen. I don't understand Chick-fil-A at all. Have you ever gone there, Esmeralda?
I haven't been in years. I went once when I was visiting Philly. I had a sandwich and I did not like it because it didn't have mayo on it.
Well, you got to ask for it.
That's stupid. It's a chicken sandwich.
I understand that. I'm with you 100%. It's one of the many things I don't understand about that, about why people love it so much.
I need my mayo.
Yeah.
For my chicken sandwich.
Yeah, I just don't get it. Dan, have you had Chick-fil-A?
You know, I don't think it's great as everybody says, but I do enjoy it. My brother has one by his house, so whenever they throw a party, they'll have it catered by Chick-fil-A.
Okay.
And I did eat this, and I'm like, man, this is really good chicken. And then they told me it was Chick-fil-A. You know, I think they do a really good job of, like, just chicken sandwiches can dry out so easily, and every one I've had has been, like, juicy and, like,
yeah.
You know, but is it the be-all, end-all?
To be fair, I've only had it one time. I've only had one Chick-fil-A sandwich, but it was so hyped up. That another problem was that it was like, seriously, people were calling the show and texting and saying, man, I camp out all night. It'll be the greatest chicken sandwich. And I had it, and I was beyond underwhelmed. 708 area code, Whoopi Goldberg and Rosie O'Donnell. I'm not alone in my disdain for them. I just can't imagine why anyone would find them appealing. Yeah, I'm not a fan of either of them either. 224 area code, all of the vampire movies and shows.
All of them?
Every one of them.
So many.
Dating back to Nosferatu in 1922. That's what I'm guessing this person is talking about. I can understand there's too much of it now. Well, the Twilight movies are done.
But there's those the CW shows.
Yeah, Vampire Diaries and all that stuff. I understand that. But I can understand you being a little sick of, you know, 18 million vampire TV shows and movies and stuff like that. I can understand that, but not vampires in general, though.
Right. Oh, True Blood.
Yeah.
There's a new one now, Preacher. It's got a vampire in it.
Yeah, I still haven't watched that. I got it on my DVR.
I watched the first one.
Yeah, I mean, it's a comic book.
Right.
And I've never read the comic book, but I did. It's on my DVR. I just haven't watched it.
Yeah, I haven't seen. I never read anything, but I watched it. I'm intrigued.
Yeah. I hear it's really cool. You know? So, okay, we got a break here, and then we'll come back and do more. We keep getting, like, a ton of stuff here of text. People apparently don't like a lot of things that other people like.
We are some curmudgeons.
Yeah, that's all it is, especially on this show, people who listen to this show. I hate everything, including that DiGilio jerk.
But I'll still keep listening.
But I'm going to keep listening because I like to get angry.
Means you're alive.
That's right. Two for Tuesday. Yeah, Two for Tuesday on WGN. Ranger Hannah requested that. That's Dar Williams. It's a song called Are You Out There, and she dedicates it to my show. It's about a girl who listens to the radio in the middle of the night to get through tough times. Oh, cool. All right. Thank
That's
you,
nice.
Ranger Hannah. That was Dar Williams. Okay, we're talking about things that everybody loves that you don't. So, Dan, do you have anything else other besides pork chops? Applesauce?
I do enjoy applesauce.
Okay.
Do you hate puppies there. And kittens and love?
I hate love.
Vitriol. Do you hate love more than you love pork chops?
No, I think I love pork chops more than I hate love. Mm. I love pork chops. Seriously.
They're so good.
I'm telling you.
Pork chop sandwiches,
everything in the pig is good.
Yeah.
It is the magical animal. As Homer says, it is absolutely, as Homer Simpson says. Not Homer, the writer. Homer Simpson. Not Homer the philosopher.
No, Homer although the philosopher
Homer is
too.
Although Homer the philosopher, I believe, said the same thing.
I believe the original Iliad was about not Helen of Troy. It was about getting a good pork chop. And then the editors made him change it. They're like, nobody's going to buy this.
Yeah. The Odyssey is finding the best pork chop in the world. That's the Odyssey.
The hog that sailed 1,000 ships.
We all go on. you know, this show here on GN is the most pro-pork show on the station. Now, that's going to end up Friday morning on Straight Out of Context.
I like how we out-pork Orion Samuelson.
Did you just say that?
Oh, man.
Dan, did you just say we out-pork Orion Samuelson? Is that what you just said? Because I don't think anybody can out-pork Orion Samuelson.
No.
I meant to say
the
morning show that Orion Samuelson hosts at 5 a.m. on Saturday mornings
often
features a lot of content involving pigs.
Yes, it does.
And yet we are more pro-pig.
If Orion is listening right now, he's like, I cannot believe these people are my colleagues.
Oh, no.
But I'm glad they're supporting pork bellies.
That's exactly.
Ooh, pork belly.
See, the thing is, you know, Orion is always thrilled, you know, when I would have Orion when I did the crosstalk with Orion.
Mm-hmm.
Like, Orion would come in if I was talking about McRibs or pigs or anything like that. Good for you, son.
Boy, it's delicious.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because, you know, and again, the McRib, the pork belly futures go flying, and not pork belly futures because there's no pork belly in McRib. Well, maybe there is. I don't know what's in the McRib.
No.
It is pork, though.
I'm sure it's pork.
Yeah.
Pork belly is
from 219. Just texted in the McRib.
McRib.
They don't get it.
You know what? I'm going to say this. I've never had one.
But
never had a McRib.
What?
No. Well, because, you know, they're only around in a certain time, and then I'm just like, whatever it is.
No. You have to
never had
get
one.
A... No. Mm. You have to have a McRib.
Are you anti-McRib? Would you not eat a McRib if we bought one for you when it comes back around?
Yeah.
No, I'd eat it. Just never again. It just hasn't come up.
You know what's great about the McRib? Besides everything?
All right.
Because it's the best fast food sandwich in the history of fast food sandwiches, the McRib. Is that the thing I love the most about the McRib is that there is no lying in the McRib. It is the most truthful fast food sandwich of all time. There's no lying in it.
Okay.
You look at it, and it's supposed to look like it's got bones, and it doesn't.
Right.
So the sandwich is saying, I am completely processed.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not trying to trick you into thinking that this is good for you. I'm not trying to trick you into thinking that you're eating something that is not what it is. I am the most truthful fast food sandwich on the planet. I am processed. These are not real bones. Welcome.
Does it happen to you, remember on The Simpsons when Homer ate it and his eyeballs?
Yeah.
His pupils dilated.
Well, what was it called in the, because it was a crusty.
Oh, yeah, it was a crusty.
The crusty pig sandwich or something like that.
Well, no, it wasn't a pig because that's where they had to
stop. Oh, that's right, because it wasn't. That's right. Well, the McRib is actually made from pork. It's real.
Right. No,
it's processed, and that's one of the reasons why I love it. Like I said, there's no lying in the McRib, the most truthful fast food sandwich of all time. You go, oh, this sandwich looks like it's healthy for me. No, it doesn't. There's fake bones in it. That's not a real rack of ribs. Those are not bones. That's meat product that has been shaped into so it looks like bones. Welcome to the non-lying world of fast food. This is it's the most truthful sandwich ever. One of the many reasons I love it. Steve, the limo driver, says, I don't get Dancing with the Stars. Neither do I. And I'm not opposed to reality competition shows.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not opposed to stupid television. I do not get Dancing with the Stars. I've tried. I get halfway through one episode and I just go, that's it. I don't understand any of this. I don't get it at all.
I mean, I get it in the sense when they really work at it. But the ones who are just like, yeah, I'm just going to stand here and twirl a little bit. And then they get kicked off of it. It's like, well, yeah, you didn't do anything.
I can't even, seriously, I can't even invest that kind of interest in it. Like, I just sit there and go, I don't care. Half the people, I don't even know who the hell they are.
Right. It's gotten a bit.
Dancing, you know, the word stars should be, right. There should be an asterisk next to it, don't you think?
Yeah. Or someone should go, Dancing with the Stars?
The big question mark at the end of it.
Like, we're not sure.
Let's see. 313-331 area code says, I just don't get Justin Bieber. You and me both. What's the appeal of this girly boy that sings with the voice that can call dogs? P.S. The Kardashians are hot. All of them. That's why they're popular.
All right.
630, I don't get Adele. I don't get her music at all. It's completely unenjoyable. I think she's a little overrated. You know?
Mm-hmm.
But she's fine. You know? I don't really have an opinion one way or the other on Adele. I think she's talented.
Right.
I think she's got a great voice.
Yeah.
But she's not, it's not like, oh my God, did you hear Hello? I do that when Lionel Richie's song comes on, though.
Okay. Still?
Hello! Still the creepiest video of all time.
Yeah, no, it's weird.
It's 3 o'clock in the morning calling a blind chick, going, hello, and then hanging up on her.
And the fact that she could really make that bust of him.
Look like a chia pet.
Yeah.
He did. It's a Lionel Richie chia pet. This is how I see you. It's like, and but then he's like calling her up 3 o'clock in the morning. Poor,
right.
Poor blind woman, pick up the phone. Hello, hello. And then he hangs up. He's like over and over again all night. He's stalking this blind chick,
yeah,
and calling her up in the middle of the night and scaring the hell out of her. Hello. She's like in the you know, is somebody trying to get in the apartment?
Right. Well, that's why she makes that statue.
I'm all alone. And I'm
give it to the police.
Give it to the police. That's right. It's instead of a sketch artist,
this is who
she
I
makes
see.
That and says, "This is the guy who's been calling me at 3 o'clock in the morning. Can you please arrest him?" And nobody else looks like Lionel Richie. Nobody on this planet looks like Lionel Richie. The cops would not have a hard time finding Lionel Richie.
No. He'd be an easy target. No.
Yeah. Like the cops would look at, like, what? They would look at that bust, and in 1 second, they'd go, that's Lionel Richie. Go get him.
Yeah.
Bring him in. That's it.
Or a chia pet.
Go to Walgreens and see if he's there. hang out at Walgreens and see if Lionel Richie walks in and goes, hello! It is the creepiest video ever. It really is. I mean, Lionel Richie's a creepy-looking dude anyway. Would you want Lionel Richie calling you up at 3 o'clock in the morning and going, hello?
No, thank you.
No.
So my phone's on silent.
Well, he would leave a voicemail. Hello? And that would be the end of the voicemail. End of voicemail. There's like 50 of them. Hello? End of voicemail. Hello? End of voicemail. Like 50 of them. 3 o'clock in the morning. Why is this guy calling me and leaving voicemails where he just says, hello, and then hangs up?
Lionel.
What are you doing? 847 area code. Okay, I'm going to guess this is probably a generalization.
Okay.
I'm going to guess this is a woman. I don't know, but I'm going to guess this is a woman. I don't get the Three Stooges, Bacon, or Don Rickles.
I didn't get Bacon.
Again, pig, the greatest animal on the planet to eat.
Crispy.
But doesn't that sound like a woman would text that? And I know I'm being sexist. I'm being cliched. But it's the Three Stooges, it's Bacon, and Don Rickles. If you're a man and you don't like those three things, you need to turn your man card in.
Bacon, though.
You can't. Do you even acknowledge the fact that this person doesn't like the Three Stooges or Don Rickles?
I mean, I really have no opinion of the Three Stooges.
Because you're a woman.
I could go either way.
No, I know some women who like the Three Stooges, but most women don't.
I'm just, they're fine.
They're awesome.
All right.
And Shemp is the king. 773 area code, Saturday Night Live, I just don't get it being blind devotion to something that's not good. Well, some of us don't think it's not good. Some of us actually think it's good. It has peaks and valleys.
Right.
It always has.
I don't think it's the best ever.
Everybody, you know, the smartasses who go, oh, is SNL still on? Yeah, it's still on.
Yeah.
No, it hasn't been funny since the 70s. Yes, it has. And you know what? It was just as funny in the 70s as it is now, which means there are as many crappy sketches in the 70s as there were good sketches. Everybody seems to forget. Everybody seems to forget the amount of absolute stinkers that came out the first three or four seasons of SNL. It's the same show it was 40 years ago.
Right. Well, because they only see the best ofs.
That's right. I mean, where you don't think about it. You think Belushi and you go, oh, man, everything he did was funny. No. It's not true. It's the same show. In fact, Saturday Night Live is one of the most consistent television shows of all time. Some of it's great. Some of it sucks. It's the nature of the beast. You walk in on a Monday morning with nothing, and you got to do a 90-minute live show on Saturday. Some of that's going to suck.
Right. Yeah. Just odds.
Exactly.
Right.
Hello? Wow. All right. Nick DiGilio here. Ranger Hannah requested Dar Williams. This is her cover of Comfortably Numb. I've never heard that before.
Yeah, and me either.
Yeah. It's my favorite Pink Floyd song. Okay, cool. Hey, we're back. 312-981-7200 is the phone number. That was two for Tuesday. Tomorrow's Wild Card Wednesday, meaning any artist, anything, go wild!
Uh-huh.
All right, we're going to wrap it up here. Things that people don't like that everybody else seems to like. 214 area code says, I don't understand why every TV show I like gets canceled.
No.
it's a conspiracy. 262 area code says, I don't get the Shawshank Redemption. Uh-oh, Dan.
I didn't get it the first time I saw it.
Yeah. But now you've seen it 5 million times.
That's true.
Al says, I don't get The Bachelorette. Me neither.
Yeah, it's stupid.
I don't even get any of them.
Yeah, no.
Bachelor, Bachelorette.
Terrible.
Huey Lewis's dates. I don't know.
Always like the biggest jerks.
That's
the
a different, is that a different show? The biggest jerks?
Yeah. No, but the always the main bachelor guy. He's always just such a jerk. They don't find out until the end.
Yeah. Rich says, I'm sorry, Nick, I don't get Jerry Lewis. I never liked him. You're not alone, man. I should be French. That's how much I like Jerry Lewis. I've also been calling the learning the TLC the loser channel. Hey, wait a minute now. Barbara says, The Good Wife. I've never met anybody who agrees with me, including my daughter, who usually agrees with me on TV shows. I don't like the camera work. It jumps around, and I'm not comfortable with it. And to me, the acting is overacting, dramatic, and phony.
Never watched it.
I watched it a couple of times. It was good. It was fine.
It's on CBS.
It's canceled now. It's done now.
Right.
They just have a spinoff, though.
They are?
On the new digital network they're creating.
Who gets the spinoff?
It's going to star Christine Baranski.
Of course.
Yeah.
Of course she gets the spinoff. That makes sense.
And I forget the character's name. The actress's name is Kush Jumbo, I believe her name is. But
is Baranski the star? So Christina Baranski's the star?
Yeah.
Don't make me crazy. It's Christmas. It's one of my favorite lines from The Ref. Don't make me crazy. It's Christmas. You seen The Ref?
Yeah.
Best Christmas movie
I
ever made.
I think I watched it because you said
it's the best Christmas movie ever made.
It's like, all right.
219 area code. I don't get Dr. Seuss. Oh,
what?
No. I like the Grinch thing at Christmas.
The Grinch thing.
But I hate everything else. Oh, man. That just kind of makes me sad.
Goodness.
That makes me sad.
He just does the rhyming, and there's the pictures.
The book at Dr. Seuss rules. The Grinch thing at Christmas. What is that Grinch thing at Christmas? Remember that? What was that Grinch thing called at Christmas?
That one's fine, but everything else.
Marty says The Big Bang Theory, Forrest Gump, and Jerry Maguire.
Well, I don't like Jerry Maguire.
I like two out of three. I love Jerry Maguire, and I love Forrest Gump. 815, oh, here we go. I don't get Napoleon Dynamite. I am so with this person. I hate that movie.
I found it comical and funny.
Ugh.
But it's like a weird, I don't know. I was in college when I saw it, so.
Yeah, I just thought it was really forced. But this person also doesn't like Anchorman, so we're done talking.
Goodbye.
Goodbye. I say goodbye, sir. Scotty in South Bend says, I hate the movie The Breakfast Club. Oh, man. I'm not a fan of that other guy's movies either.
That dude.
That guy's other movies. So John Hughes. John Hughes, for me, it's The Breakfast Club and kind of it. For me.
Mm.
I mean, and Ferris Bueller is the second worst movie ever made.
Right.
847, I don't get why they remake classic movies. Leave the classics alone. Create something new.
Yeah, I don't get that either. I mean, unless it's truly awful and they want to really just do a different spin.
Yeah.
But usually it's like, just leave it.
I agree.
What's the point?
Well, there's, you know, there's no creativity in Hollywood.
Yeah.
Seriously. I mean, it's
just
like,
watch the old movie.
Yeah. This is why another reason why Mad Max Fury Road is why one of the greatest movies ever made. There's nothing like it. There's never been anything like it. Ever. And there will never be anything like it. George Miller should make every movie. That's it. They should just allow him to make every movie. That's it. Change the rules right now. George Miller is in charge of the entire film corporations.
I didn't know that was a rule that had to be changed.
That's what I'm saying. Do you know how much better the world would be if George Miller were in charge of every movie? All right. Hey, the opening bell is coming up. Let's find out what's going on with Steve. Hey, Steve.
I've been dying to do this for half an hour. Is it me you're looking for?
Yeah. Yeah. At 3 a.m.
I had to finish that sentence.
Yeah.
Yeah.
God.
Wow. That just can you imagine?
Yeah. Scary.
Yeah, very, very, very.
Mm-hmm.
And then you started talking about pork, and then I got really hungry.
Yeah, it always happens.
I thought, can I stop? Do I have time to stop at McDonald's to get a McRib?
The McRib is not, it's not here yet. You have to wait. It's seasonal, and it's not currently available on the menu.
Hmm.
Yeah, you got to wait. It's a special treat.
I'm thinking it's not breakfast.
Yeah. No, but they serve, don't they serve that? No, they serve breakfast 24 hours.
Oh, yeah. See, I would have to get breakfast. Yeah. They should serve everything 24 hours a day.
I agree.
Might be a good idea for McDonald's.
I agree.
Well, we got a big show coming up for you. We're going to be talking about the Olympics in the second half of the program, the Olympics in Rio that could have been in Chicago. And boy, are their list of problems just keeps growing and growing and growing. And it makes you wonder if they should even go forward with the Olympics. We're going to be talking with one of the sports writers who covers the Olympics about that. We'll also have the very latest on the markets. It's looking more and more like an interest rate hike is coming. So if you haven't refinanced your home, now may be a time to do it because it could be 2 this year, maybe 3 interest rates next year. And we'll tell you all about it next on the opening bell.
Thank you, Steve.
Have a great day.
You too.
All right.
All right. Okay, Esmeralda, here's a couple more. Diana says, I think Lady Gaga is way, way overhyped. I agree. I don't get Lady Gaga and her meat suit. I just don't get it. Great show as always, says Diana. Thank you. 309 area code, Melissa McCarthy. Ugh. Here's the thing. Melissa McCarthy is kind of doing the same trick over and over again.
I haven't, you know what? I honestly haven't seen much. I've seen Bridesmaids.
Yeah. Okay.
And then I think I saw her on SNL.
You've pretty much seen everything she can do.
Yeah, everything
else. Did you watch Gilmore Girls?
No.
Because she was Sookie on the Gilmore Girls.
I watched that show every once in a while, but she wasn't the same character.
What do you mean?
Her, the Sookie.
No. That's completely different. No, absolutely. Yeah. She'll always be Sookie for me,
right.
Always.
But even the comedy-wise, like, it wasn't even, I mean, she was.
She didn't spill anything or fall down the stairs.
Right. It wasn't meant, she wasn't, like, a hilarious
or
character.
Or defecate in a sink.
Right.
You know. 219 area code says, I am sorry, Nick, but the McRib sandwich, to me, tastes like bad hot dogs with crappy ketchup on it.
Oh, boy.
Hello. Hey, Esmeralda. We'll see you tomorrow.
Yeah, see you tomorrow.
All right. See you tomorrow.
Bye.
All right, we're going to take a break. The opening bell is coming up next, right after the news, which is actually coming up next. The opening bell is after the news, but the news is... All right, yeah, I'll just shut up now.